A couple of years ago, I had to go to the airport one night to pick up my sister. She was flying in from Detroit, and the flight was supposed to land fairly late. I think it was like 10 or 11 p.m. or something like that. However, her flight ended up being a little bit late. I arrived at the airport somewhat early, but my sister wasn't back yet. I went and parked the car in a parking lot and then went inside of the airport. When I got inside, I found the time that my sister's flight was now supposed to land, and I had about 20 more minutes to wait. So I went over and sat down. By now, the airport was very quiet. There were just a few people walking by here and there. As I sat down and waited, I remember that at one point, I saw this woman randomly walking up to me. When she approached me, she asked me how to get to the city from the airport. Now, the city was like 5 minutes away, so I told her, and it was pretty easy. She walked away after that in another direction. But then the woman stopped, sort of near another sitting area, but did not sit down. I wasn't really watching her, and I mostly went on my phone. A while later, though, I looked up to see the woman just staring at me. She was standing in about the same spot. Now, she was a long distance away, but there was still no mistaking that she was looking in my direction. I found it really odd. I looked away, though, and focused my attention back on my phone. The woman continued to stare at me, though, because the next time that I looked up, she was still doing it. I didn't know why. I had thought that she had to get to the city. After all, she had asked me for directions, but now it seemed as though she just wanted to stare at me creepily. I just ignored it for the most part, though. Soon, my sister's flight had landed. I got up and walked over to go wait where the bags would come out. I walked a little ways away and located it. Then, I stood around for a while and waited for my sister. A short time later, she came out and got her bag, and then we started to leave. As I was walking away, I saw the woman in the airport again, still staring at me. I thought it was weird, but I just ignored it. I looked away and left the airport with my sister. We walked out of the airport and went towards the parking lot. I remember that when we got to the parking lot, I looked back and noticed that the woman who had been staring at me was now in the parking lot as well. She was walking behind us a good distance back. I was very confused now. Who was this woman? Why did she keep staring at me? And what exactly was she doing? She seemed to be walking sort of fast, and as we were walking to the car, I told my sister about the woman. The parking lot was very large, so it was kind of a long walk. As we continued, my curiosity got the better of me, and I decided to just ask the woman. I stopped and turned around to face her. Then I started to take a couple of steps towards her. As soon as I did, though, the woman stopped suddenly. Then she turned around and sprinted away in the opposite direction and to the end of the parking lot. It was so weird. I stood there watching until she went out of sight, and I had no idea what was going on. But then, I just continued with my sister towards the car. We eventually got there, loaded my sister's bags in the back, and then got inside. As I started to drive away, though, I was still in the parking lot, and I noticed this car come driving sort of fast into the lot. It went in front of me, and I caught a look at the driver. It was the same woman. I could not believe it. She was driving a pickup truck, and drove around my car sort of recklessly. She ended up driving around and going behind it, and I left the parking lot hoping that she would keep driving the other way. But this woman screeched her tires and quickly turned around. As I left the parking lot, she started to follow me. I drove down the road, leaving the airport with the woman still behind me. Soon, I turned, and the woman turned as well. She drove behind my car down the next quiet road for some time. We were about the only two cars out because it was very late at night. When I turned onto the next road, the woman made the turn very wide. She ended up going off the road and sliding a bit before hitting a tree in the grass and crashing. The crash really was not that bad, but I pulled over and stopped to call the police. After crashing, the woman got out of her truck and then went into the woods nearby. I was very confused. The police arrived at the scene fairly quick, and I told them what happened. They searched the woods and pretty quickly located the woman. We were able to go home after that. I later found out that the woman was high on drugs. She obviously should not have been behind the wheel of a vehicle, and that explained her reckless driving. That also explained why she acted so strange. Something really weird happened to me a couple of years ago. It all started for me one day when I had a flight. I travel a lot for business, so I'm very much used to flying and being in airports. One day, I had a flight from Atlanta to Baltimore. I boarded and got on the plane to my seat, which was a window seat sort of towards the front. A short time after I got to my seat, a guy came up and sat next to me. He looked pretty average for the most part, and nothing about him stood out. I gave a sort of high when he sat down, and he did the same. Then he just sat there, and neither of us said anything to each other. The flight was really not that long. It was like an hour and a half or so. The man didn't say anything the whole time. He just sort of sat there, not that I was watching him or really paying attention. When the flight landed, we all got off and went into the airport at Baltimore. I had a ride coming to get me, but it got delayed, so I had a little bit of time at the airport. I went into a coffee shop, got inside a bit, got a drink, and then sat down with my laptop. After being there for nearly 30 minutes, I looked up from my laptop randomly to see the guy who had been sitting next to me on my flight. He was sitting on the other side of the coffee shop at a table. I figured that it was a coincidence and thought nothing of it really. A while later, my ride got there and I got up and left. The next day, I was still in Baltimore, and I was at a restaurant in the morning getting breakfast with a coworker. The restaurant was in the city, and we were sitting sort of in the back. There were a decent amount of other people there, but I remember that I randomly looked up towards the front and saw the same guy. It was the man who I had seen on my flight and in the coffee shop. Plus, this man was not at the restaurant with anyone. He seemed to be by himself, and he was facing me. It seemed pretty suspicious, but it also could have just been a coincidence, but it would have been a pretty crazy one at that. I'm not a shy person or anything, so I decided to go talk to him. I was really curious as to why I kept seeing him. I got up from the table and walked right over to him. The man looked surprised to see me at first. I told the man how he sat next to me on the flight, and he was at the coffee shop with me and now here. At first, the man actually denied it, but I knew it was him. After telling him that I knew it was him, and I wasn't even talking angry or anything, I asked him sort of jokingly why he kept following me around. I remember the man paused, and then he looked at me and said, "Because I like to stalk people." Obviously at first I thought he was joking, but the way that he said it was very serious. The man then said that he had been watching me since the flight everywhere I went. I thought that it was really weird what he was saying, and I didn't know how to respond. Finally, I said, "Okay, well, you can stop following me around now." The man did not say anything. His behavior was very strange to say the least. I just walked back over to my coworker and then told him all about what happened. None of us knew what to make of this strange man. Before leaving, we looked over and the guy was still there. When we walked past him to leave, I stopped and said to him, "I'm leaving now, so don't follow me." I was careful to look behind me after getting onto the sidewalk outside of the restaurant. I made sure the guy wasn't following me, and he didn't seem to. Later on in the day, though, we had work stuff to do, and I was busy. I pretty much forgot about the guy who had been following me, and I also didn't see him. That night, I got back to my hotel room and went to bed at about 10 p.m. However, before I fell asleep, I heard a noise. I was just lying down in the bed, and all the lights were off. The only sound to that point was the very quiet noise of the TV, which the volume was barely above mute. I then heard a knock from my hotel door. I really didn't know why anybody would be knocking on my door so late. Then I heard a voice. I couldn't make it out at first, because whoever it was not talking very loud. I got up from my bed and walked a little closer. That's when I heard it clearly. It was a man's voice, the same man who had been following me around. He was saying my name and then telling me to open the door. The way he said it was really creepy. It was almost like he was playing a game. I wasn't sure what to do at first. I looked through the peephole, and sure enough, the same guy was there. Then I decided to call the front desk and report him. As the guy was still in the hallway outside my door, I called and let the hotel know what was going on. Then I did my best to ignore the man. I couldn't sleep, and every so often he would knock on the door again. I just sat on the bed and hoped that the guy wouldn't do anything crazy. A while later, I heard some other voices in the hallway. Soon the knocking stopped, and the man was gone. After that, I was able to go to bed. The next morning, I found out that the police got involved. The man was knocking on my door and hotel staff asked him to leave. He did leave, only to come back about an hour later. At that point, the hotel called police on him. That time, the cops got the guy to leave. I didn't see the man for the rest of my trip, and thankfully, I haven't seen him since. I don't know why that guy followed me. It seems really bizarre to do that, and maybe something was wrong with him. I just hope that I never see him again. Last year, I had to pick up a friend from the airport. I didn't really mind it too much because I don't live that far away. It's maybe a 15-minute drive. The most annoying part, really, was that the flight landed at 6 a.m., so I had to get up pretty early. When I drove to the airport, things already seemed pretty busy there. The airport usually is. I went on one of those long roads where you pick up or drop off people. Cars pull over really fast and then leave. It can be kind of hectic sometimes, and it certainly was on this day. So I found a spot by where my friend said she was coming out. There was a car a little ways in front of me, and right after I pulled over, a car came and pulled up behind me pretty close. I texted my friend that I was there, and just moments later, I saw her come out of the doors. She came up to my car and put her bags in the back. Then she got inside the passenger's door. Right as I was about to put the car into drive, this car came up really fast and then turned right in front of my car. It parked extremely crooked, halfway in front of my vehicle and halfway to the side of it. It was the most careless parking job I've ever seen. There was another car parked a little ways in front of me, so I guess they wanted to squeeze in between us. The car stopped and someone got out of the passenger's door and headed towards the airport. The driver stayed in. I was a little bit annoyed at the borderline reckless move. However, I figured it must be a quick drop-off and they would be on their way. Except, the person did not leave. Meanwhile, the car behind me wasn't leaving either. I was completely boxed in. I sat there just waiting for over a minute. I didn't know what the person in the car in front of me was doing. There was a guy in the driver's seat and he appeared to just be sitting there. I honked at him so I could get out. That's when I saw the man who was behind the wheel look over at me and give me the bird. This made me real angry and I honked again loudly. However, he did not leave. He just sat there. Just then though, the car behind me finally started to leave. After it did, I backed up and turned to go around the man who was parked crooked. However, just after I passed his car, I saw he suddenly backed up and then started to go forward. He was now driving behind me. This enraged me even more. It meant he literally could have left whenever, but he was carelessly blocking me in for no reason. As I drove out of the airport, the car followed. He got really close to my back bumper, and I was a little worried that he might try something. That's when my friend had a good idea. She said that if the guy followed us out of the airport to go to a police station. I didn't know where one was, so she looked one up on her phone. As we left the airport and went on another road, the guy behind me did as well. He was still following very close, and I had a bad feeling about it. We got the directions to the police station and started following them. Over the next several minutes of driving, there were several times where I was sure the guy was going to bump my car with his. Thankfully, he didn't though, but he got very close. Eventually, we made it to the police station and turned into it. The man did not. However, he slowed down significantly and yelled something out of his window, but I couldn't hear it. Then he screeched away, squealing his tires in the process. We reported him to the police, but I'm not sure if anything could really be done. Then we drove back. I dropped my friend off and was able to get back to my place without a problem. Thankfully, nothing like that has happened since. But each time I go to the airport, I think about that crazy experience. This happened several years ago. For some background, I'm a female, and I was flying back home one time. I remember that I had visited a friend who lived in another state. I got to the airport and was waiting for my flight to board. When I arrived, it was about an hour before boarding time, so I had some time. I sat down in the area where my flight was waiting. After a little while of sitting down, I decided to get up and get something to drink. I found one of the airport stores and then went inside of it. When I was there, this man walked up to me. He had long dark hair, a slight beard, and was on the larger side. He came up to me and said hi. I didn't know who the guy was, but I said hi back to him. That's when he said I was good friends with his sister. I had never seen this guy before, and I asked him who his sister was. He paused for a moment and then said Molly, but I didn't know anyone named Molly, and I told him that. The guy must have me confused with somebody else. He said he was sure that he knew me. From that point on, the guy wouldn't leave me alone. He started asking me about where I was headed and when my flight was. I told him because I didn't see the harm in it and I was polite. He asked me if I wanted to get some food at the restaurant with him before my flight and I said no thanks. After I got the water that I wanted at the shop, I went and checked out. The guy was basically following me the whole ways. I remember I asked him where he was going and he said his flight was for California, I think. Then I told him to have a nice flight and goodbye. I then started to walk back over to the boarding area. The guy did say bye to me, and I made it back without him following me or anything. I sat back down and continued to wait for my flight. I remember a while later, right before my flight was about to board, I saw the guy again. He came up and walked over towards me. I was confused as to why he was there. Then he told me that he was going on my flight. I really couldn't believe it. In fact, I didn't believe him. I was so confused that I didn't say anything at all. He went on to say that his flight got canceled, and so we bought a ticket on my flight. The only thing I said was why. He said because he wanted to. I had no idea who this guy was or why he thought he could just do whatever I did. He sat down next to me, but I got up. I told him that I was sorry, but I was not interested in hanging out with him or anything. The guy didn't say anything. I went and stood closer to the counter waiting to board the plane. Eventually, we boarded. Thankfully, I did not have a seat next to the guy. I was really worried about that. He was sitting way in the back, and I was a lot closer to the front. The flight took off, and we flew back to my hometown. I had actually forgot about the guy during the flight, because I watched a movie, and I also fell asleep briefly. After getting off the plane and walking through the airport again, though, he caught up with me. He tapped me on the shoulder, and when I turned around and saw him, I remembered, giving me a bad feeling. The guy then asked me if he could stay at my place because he didn't have a hotel or anything yet. I told him no. As we walked through the airport, the guy followed me. I had a friend coming to pick me up, and I called to let her know that I was there. When the guy continued to follow me as I approached the doors, I told him to stop following me or I would report him. He didn't say anything. When I left the airport, though, he was still there. At that point, I just took off running. I located my friend's car and sprinted to it and got inside. I told her to quickly drive away. I looked back and saw the man actually running in our direction. My friend didn't know what was going on, obviously, but when she saw the guy running towards us in the mirror, she left. We were able to safely get away before he reached us, and I told my friend the whole story. Since then, I haven't seen the man. Looking back, that was just a really crazy situation. I have no idea why that guy seemed so obsessed with me. I had truly never seen him before that day. The fact that he actually bought a ticket on my flight blows my mind. I'm glad that I haven't seen him since then. A few years ago, I had a flight back home. I was flying from Dallas to Chicago, and the flight back was pretty nice. The story really begins after we landed. My flight landed sort of late, at about midnight or so. Afterwards, I walked through the airport and then waited for my ride, which didn't take too long. I got picked up at the airport by my friend, and after driving me back, she dropped me off at my apartment. It wasn't too long of a drive because I lived fairly close. After getting back, I went inside. I was tired from the long day of travel, and it was really late, so I pretty much just got ready for bed at that point. Afterwards, I looked on my phone before getting in bed, and I saw that I had a missed call. I didn't recognize the number and was wondering why somebody would call me so late. Just as I was looking at it, they called again. I was curious, so I decided to answer it. I said hello, and on the other end at first, I just heard breathing. Then, I heard a woman speak. She said that she was on my flight from Dallas to Chicago, and now she was outside of my apartment. I didn't know if I should take this serious or not, but I was very confused to say the least. I asked her who she was, because I did not recognize the voice. The woman did not tell me. She just said that she wanted me to let her inside or she would break in. Then she hung up. This really creeped me out. I went over to my front door and looked out of it but didn't see anybody. I had no clue if this was some kind of a prank or what. I looked out into the hallway both directions but still saw nothing. For a while, I thought that the woman was going to call me again. I was pretty nervous and I wasn't tired anymore. I stayed up for several hours and nothing happened. At that point, I decided to just block the number. After that, I was able to go to sleep. The next morning, I got up and things were fine. Nobody had broken in or anything. However, when I left my apartment, I saw that there was a sticky note on my door. I looked at it and it was simply a frowning face. I thought that had to be left by whoever that woman was. I was very creeped out. However, nothing more happened after that. I didn't get any more strange calls or people at my door. I don't live in that apartment anymore either. That remains a sort of mystery to me of who did that and why. I'm hoping that it was just a prank, but I really don't know.